If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Here is Bernie Sanders on the Senate floor yesterday.
I will do everything humanly and legally possible to make sure this horrendous piece of legislation, which will be close to what the House passed, never sees the light of day. This is the House passed bill, Chris, is the worst piece of legislation by far that I have seen in my lifetime. And I will do everything I can, and I think I speak for a number of other people in the Democratic caucus, to make sure that legislation like this never, ever sees the light of day.
It's a piece of something.
That's for sure. I'll say. Here. I know who we need. Yep. Again.
The tongs she'll be twirling. She's my favorite news girl and... It's Jackie Scheckner again.
I didn't know she could play lap steel guitar.
She does everything. Good morning, Jackie Scheckner.
Good morning. Is it my turn? Can I say it's a mitzvah to be in your presence?
Oh, yes. Oh, please, Jackie. What would you like to say? Yes. Thanks for coming.
No, I just want to say it's a mitzvah. It's a blessing. It's a gift to be in the presence of somebody, even via phone.
Thank you.
Of your greatness.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jackie. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. On to other business now at the cabinet meeting. Jackie, this is, as many people have said, they have never seen anything like this. To try to explain, as someone that worked on the Affordable Care Act, we had, 100 hearings? We accepted, 61 amendments from Republicans? We have had hearings, zero amendments. Apparently, it looks like some people are just seeing it now, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, to put it into context, right, I started working with Healthcare for America Now in June of 2008. The bill passed in March of 2010. There were hearings in committee, there were meetings, there were conversations. President Obama took input from Republicans. Democratic senators took input from Republicans. There was a day-long bipartisan summit. There were listening sessions. There were meetings with patient groups. I mean, this went on and on and on.
Yep.
What is so comical about the claim that the Affordable Care Act was rammed through in private is it wasn't. And then the second part of that is that's exactly what the Republicans are doing right now. They're ramming through this legislation in secret. Nobody's seen it. Nobody knows what's in it. I can't even tell people, you know, what I know. I don't know anything about it. Nobody knows anything about it. Even Democrats in the Senate don't know what's in it.
Well, you know, Jackie, it's my new best friend, Nancy Pelosi, who you got to hang out with, too. But they took that so out of context to try to use that. Like she said, obviously she said you have to pass the bill to see what's in it. Obviously, it had already been public for a year by then. She was talking.
I was just going to say what's interesting about that particular quote, and I tried to talk to her about this a little bit when we met, was that that was given as part of a speech. And what she was saying was that there's so much controversy surrounding the bill that when it passes, people will see what's in it away from the fog of controversy. And that's when they'll really understand the good that it does. And if you watch the whole clip of the speech, it's abundantly clear that that's the context and that's what she said. But the little blip where it says we have to pass it so you can see what's in it was taken out completely out of context. And then that was the blip that was circulated far and wide. And
it's like this is not a game of gotcha. This is American life and death. This is a sixth of the American economy. John Barrasso said, I believe we're going to vote before the 4th of July recess on a repeal and replace. I mean, this is just astounding. Senate Republicans are considering even deeper cuts to Medicaid. I mean, I think Bernie just said, it sounds like this is the House bill, but even worse.
Yeah, and you know, the members of Congress are not willing to meet with constituents or patient groups. I mean, I think it was a whole bunch of groups who tried to meet with Mitch McConnell, and his team said he was too busy. I mean, they're not interested in hearing from policy experts.
Yeah.
They're not interested in hearing from the people who are directly affected by this legislation. And there was a Vox piece that came out, I think it was last week, where they interviewed, you know, 8 Republican senators and asked questions about what was in the bill and what was the problem that the bill was trying to solve for, and none of them could answer it. I mean, everything came back around to getting the vote, getting 50 votes, but it was all about politics and not about the policy.
Well, but Jackie, that's
important.
I don't know if you can speak to that, but I don't even get it politically. There's a piece in the HuffPost. Senate Republicans are hurling themselves toward passing an incredibly unpopular set of health care reforms that even they don't understand, haven't seen, and likely won't see until just before it hits the floor. I mean, and it basically, it sums up the purpose of this bill is dramatically scale back the safety net so wealthy people and healthcare companies can get a massive tax cut. It's the biggest open secret about the secret Senate healthcare bill. So the House bill had, what, a 17% approval rating?
Well, yeah, this is on track to be the same, if not worse. I think there was some hope, look, it was a glimmer of hope that maybe there were enough Republican senators who had a bit of compassion in their hearts to not pass through what the House did, but this is looking more and more in line with what the House did. But keep in mind, Mitch McConnell's in charge of this process. I mean, he's the one who is rushing this through. His wife is Trump's transportation secretary, and he is mired deep in whatever's going on here.
Right, but what do you make of Trump, even Trump saying the House bill is mean after they had their little toga party in the Rose Garden over passing it?
I think somebody finally told him what was in it. I don't really get any idea, and I think somebody was like, by the way, here's what it does.
Right, we've got 23 million fewer people insured, right, Jackie?
Yeah.
There's little Democrats can do, they're saying, besides slow Senate business to draw out the process. I mean, I think that's all we can do is to keep trying to shine a light on this for the public, right? But obviously, it's going to severely... Obviously, a lot of people with pre-existing conditions will not be able to afford health coverage, right? They're going to be priced out of the market if you're older or sicker or poorer. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, it just comes down to the particulars of how our healthcare system works. And you can put something in there that says people can't be denied for pre-existing conditions. But if you take away the community rating, which means everybody's charged the same amount, that allows insurance companies to jack up prices on people with pre-existing conditions so high that they can't afford insurance. And insurance is totally useless if you can't afford it. And they're also cutting back the subsidies, calling them tax credits now, and they're going to be based on age, not based on need or family income. So the money that you're going to get to help you pay for health insurance is going to be completely inadequate anyway. So all of this is to say that this is a policy thing, right? Healthcare affects people's day-to-day lives. This isn't political. That's not the importance of it. The importance is the policy. And the Senate Republicans have not listened to any policy experts. They're opposed by everyone from AARP to the Mark Dimes. I've got friends who are patient advocates who are panicked about what this bill will or won't cover. I mean, we're talking about things like, will people still have access to chemotherapy? You're going to put into place lifetime caps again. You're going to put
Even if you have employer insurance, right? You could be affected.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing in here to protect against that either. I mean, this is as far as we can tell. I mean, nobody's seen it. It's hard to review a piece of legislation that is being done behind. This didn't go through committee, right? I mean, there's the Senate Health Committee. There's the Senate Finance Committee. I mean, when we passed the Affordable Care Act, that legislation went through the committee process. This is a bill that hasn't gone through committee. It hasn't been seen. There aren't public hearings. There isn't an opportunity for industry experts or policy experts to weigh in at all. Patient advocacy groups. I mean, you're talking about a bill that's opposed by the American Heart Association and the American Cancer Society and the AARP.
What is this about? Their ego? The president's ego? Just undoing anything Obama did or just to say, they kept a campaign promise?
It's a disgusting stew of all of that, right? I mean, it's to say, hey, we said we'd repeal and replace Obamacare, so we're going to do that on paper. It's Donald Trump is a child with a very small ego, and we need to stroke that every opportunity we have. It's, hey, we're Republicans, we're back in charge, we weren't prepared to actually do anything, so we're just going to go along with what's happening now to say that we did. I mean, it's a disgusting combination of all of it, and I think that if they just slowed down and took a look at where the general public is at this moment and with this kind of process and content, they'd be well advised to take a closer look at what they're doing.
Yeah, and on our side, Jackie, I mean, we're saddled with actually caring whether lots of people die and not winning political points. I mean, you tweeted, this is so messed up. We have the knowledge and talent to fix our healthcare system if we could just separate the conversation from Democrat versus Republican. I mean, it must be so infuriating to you as someone that worked on the Affordable Care Act that this started as a Republican idea. And, you know, this is what we've been screaming about for years. Help us fix this, strengthen it, right?
Yeah, I mean, the joke we had amongst some of us on the staff when we were working on, you know, at Healthcare for America Now was that we made too much money to qualify for the subsidy, right? So the work that we were doing didn't actually even benefit us personally. But this was about making sure that other people had access to health insurance, which then gave them access to healthcare. And it was personal for a lot of us. I have my own personal story. Our online communications director lost her mother because she wasn't able to get breast cancer screening because she didn't have health insurance, and she died of breast cancer when my friend was 17. I mean, there's tragic stories up and down, and so we were all working on it for different personal reasons, but not for us, right? For other people, and that's where this was coming from. I mean, this was all coming from a sense of what are we doing for the greater good? On the Republican side, there's an I got mine mentality. There's a what kind of tax cut can I implement for the rich, and the rest of you were on your own.
Yeah.
It's not coming from a place of wellness. It's not coming from a place of compassion. It's not coming from a place of goodness for the greatness of society. It's a selfish, mean.
Yeah, I was just going to say, far be it for me to say Trump has ever been right about anything, but that might be the only thing is when he said it's mean. It's just mean. I mean, it's... Oh, yeah, yeah. By the way, it's Comey Tapes Day. You said when Trump attempts to blame everyone else for the tapes narrative, keep in mind that he alone started it. Mm-hmm. Has he? What day is the big reveal, Jackie? Do we know?
In tapes. 2 weeks? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, this is absurd. I mean, it's really absurd. If he had tapes of their conversations, they would have been out in the public domain already. I don't think he does. I think he launched that as a scare tactic that works in the private sector when you're the boss and people rely on you for their paycheck.
He's a bully.
I don't think this kind of it doesn't work in government. He can't hire and fire people. Well, I guess people work at the pleasure of the president, but he can't fire everybody he doesn't like.
Yeah.
And he's behaving like somebody who's never, I mean, look, he doesn't have the experience. We know that. He doesn't know how government works. And there's a system of checks and balances. And look, he's doing his best to try to dismantle it, but I think he's going to get tangled up on it in the long term.
Yep. Jackie, tell us what, I mean, I don't know what your, you know, prediction is. It's hard in this, God, era to predict anything. But what can we do? Just same as always, just call and write. And, I mean, to hope that if we shine a bright enough light on what they're doing, that they may, who knows if, you know, if Ossoff wins today, is that going to factor in? Where do you see this going?
I don't know, and it's so hard because I hate to feel like I don't have an answer, right?
Yeah.
Because you feel like if you're steeped in this, then maybe you have an idea of what we can do. I mean, I think the loudest voices need to be even louder. I think people need to start calling Republican senators who may be on the edge. I know Jeff Flake is one of them. I think we don't waste our time on those who are already entrenched, and we start to push on Senator Collins, we push on Lisa Murkowski, we push on the Republicans who may have a bit of compassion left, and try to get them to understand that we need them to stop this atrocity. But I don't know what else you do at this point because we don't have control. We can say you got to get out and vote in 2018 or 2020, but frankly, there's a lot of damage that's going to be done before then if this bill goes through.
Right.
And frankly, crowdsourcing this, like GoFundMe and Kickstarter campaigns are not health insurance. It's not health care. Like, if we have to turn to stuff like that to get help paying for our Medicare bills, there's something that's seriously wrong with our country.
Yep. And finally, I couldn't agree more with your tweet. Trump's voice makes my skin crawl. I cannot remember ever having such a negative visceral reaction to anybody ever. Stop it!
I have Sirius, and I listen in the car when I'm driving, so I don't actually even see him. Right? I just listen to these speeches in the car, and
it's awful.
Literally makes my skin crawl.
I know. Even if you don't have to see the horrible orange flapping anus lips, like all of it, it's just I can't. We all are going to have PTSD for years, I think.
Well, yeah, it's also like the first grade reading level. And even when you don't see it, you just listen to it. It's hard to put the words together. There's no actual meaning to anything he says.
All right.
Have
you
seen his signature on the things? And it's just this weird.
Don't even.
Like,
all right, we're.
They're not letters.
I know.
What alphabet is that?
I love the one where there's a cat and it just says cat with an arrow.
Trump draws.
Well, Jackie, thanks for coming to the Resistance Dinner Party. I'm going on vacation. It's up to you to save America now. Good luck, everybody. Good luck next week.
You know the minute you leave, it's all going to blow up.
Yes. Yeah. All right, you're going to have to be on call for Frangela next week. Good luck to all of you.
Got it. Anytime.
All right. Love you, Jack.
Love you guys.
All right. Bye, honey.